Ashland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas could be fading as Hamas demands a commitment from Israel for a permanent end to the fighting. But Israel's leaders are saying no, as ABC's Tom Sufi Burge reports from Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu releasing a statement saying Israel will not agree to Hamas's demand in the negotiations for a permanent ceasefire, adding surrendering to those demands would be, quote, a terrible defeat for Israel.
War is fueling on-campus protests in the United States. Right now, police in Los Angeles are clearing a protest encampment at USC. The school's main campus is closed. There were more than 200 water rescues in Harris County, Texas alone. More than 400 across eastern Texas as heavy rains caused flooding. There's more rain expected today, more flooding fears. 20 million people are under flood watches. And seven people were hurt, four critically, in a shooting in Long Beach, California. This is ABC News. Progress in efforts to reopen Interstate 95 in Connecticut.
Crews have been working since Thursday to clear away debris after a fiery truck crash in Norwalk brought down an overpass onto the I-95 roadway, closing the main artery between New York and New England.
It looked like an entire building was on fire.
As you might expect, locals say traffic has been a nightmare.
Cars lined up waiting to get back on 95.
Northbound lanes have reopened. Crews say they hope to fully reopen the highway before Monday's commute. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A man was found dead inside of a car that crashed at a high rate of speed at a gate outside the White House on Saturday night. Police at the scene afterwards. But they said there was no threat to anybody inside the White House complex. They also say they are treating the incident as a motor vehicle accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a couple of rather pleasant spring days shaping up around here with high pressure building in from the northwest, delivering in some dry air and sunshine. Temperatures will be seasonably mild as well during the day, so get out there and enjoy. Maybe you can get into the garden or head off for a bike ride, or just get out on the porch and enjoy yourself. We are expecting the pattern to change, though, going into Tuesday, as a low-pressure system over the Rockies and Northern Plains heads northeast and pushes a warm front through. We do expect some periods of showers and thunderstorms from late Monday night, off and on throughout Tuesday. Rain amounts could be upwards of an inch with this system. A few stronger thunderstorms not out of the question either, especially just south of Wisconsin. Now, we are expecting another chance of rain coming in late Wednesday into Thursday, and that'll tap into some cooler, breezy conditions as well, drying out, though, as we head into Friday and Saturday. Here's that forecast for today. Rather pleasant with sunshine and light winds. High near 70. Northwest to west wind between 5 and 10. Clear and cool tonight, low at 43. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, mild, and a touch breezy, high 73. Wind southeast at 10 to 17 miles an hour. Monday night, clouding over and breezy. 50% chance of showers toward Tuesday morning. Low temperature at 54. Tuesday, variably cloudy, breezy, and mild, with a few periods of showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs in the mid-70s. As we head into Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, showers likely by evening, possibly some thunderstorms, low at 49, high 71. Thursday, breezy and cooler with occasional showers, low 50, high of 60. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 43 with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower later, low 41 with a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's a sunny 46 degrees, up from our morning low of 39. Yesterday, we had a high of 68 degrees, and we saw 0.18 of an inch of rain. Record high for this day set all the way back in 1949 at 96, while a record low of 26 was set in 1967. Last year on this date, our high was 76, our low 58. Sunset today will be at 8:08, sunrise tomorrow at 5:48. No precipitation today. The barometer is slightly up to 30.10, and we have light winds out of the west. Again, it's 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this morning is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is education, getting funding to help educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and being in partnership with the community.
Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Thompson and Bakken were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Put on your dancing shoes, boots, or whatever you're comfortable in, and come to the Richland Center Community Center today for the Sunday Funday Dance. Colleen Pulvermacher, one of the organizers, is looking forward to the event.
I just think anytime we can bring people together, this is a free event. It's come and participate at your comfort level, whether you are coming to do the participate and learn the dances and enjoy that, or get a refreshment, share a smile, visit with friends and neighbors. Everybody is welcome to come. And I think events like that draw our community together just to have a fun afternoon together.
The event will feature live music. Dances are called and taught. No experience is necessary and a partner's not required. Colleen Schrader, another organizer of the event, feels that the dancing is great for you.
You hear an awful lot in this community when you've got Leaf with his walk around the world with Grace, and they promote so much about how activity is so important for even in the reduction of cancer. But in all aspects of life, movement is very important. And what does square dancing do much more than moving? Yes. Lots of moving with square dancing.
Besides square dancing, other dances featured will include reels, mixers, contras, and waltzes. The Sunday Funday Dance will be held today at the Richland Center Community Center from 1 to 4. There will be no cover charge. Free will donations for caller and musicians are appreciated. Concessions will be provided by Crusaders Walk with Grace team. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions are encouraging Wisconsinites to save for higher education and career training with the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program, and the program's new tax enhancements enacted by Governor Tony Evers on March 21st. The legislation modified the individual income tax treatment for contributions to and withdrawals from a Wisconsin 529 college savings account, as well as the maximum tax credit an employer contributing to an employee's Wisconsin 529 college savings account may claim beginning with the 2024 tax year. For single filers or married couples filing a joint return, tax deductible amounts increase to $5,000 annually per beneficiary. For married couples filing separately, tax deductible amounts increase to $2,500 annually per beneficiary. Tax deductible amounts are adjusted annually for inflation. Additionally, the legislation removed the tax deductible limitation for divorced parents. The legislation also increased and streamlined the tax credit that may be claimed by a Wisconsin employer, including a sole proprietor making contributions to an employee's EdVest 529 or Tomorrow Scholar account. The maximum credit per employee increased to 50% of the amount the employer contributes to the 529 account, not exceeding a maximum credit of $800, which is adjusted annually for inflation. Wisconsin taxpayers have until the tax filing deadline each year to make contributions to their Wisconsin 529 account. Contributions in excess of the current tax year's maximum tax deductible amount may carry over one or more years and be deductible on future taxes, up to that year's annual maximum deductible amount. Taxpayers should be aware that the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program requires the use of a first-in, first-out method of accounting, meaning any withdrawals taken from a 529 account within 365 days of being contributed must be added back to the filer's taxable income for state tax purposes. The new legislation clarifies that this practice also applies to carryover amounts withdrawn within 365 days of first being contributed. For additional information, visit DFI's Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program webpage. To open an EdVest 529 account, visit edvest.com. To work with a financial advisor and open or manage a Tomorrow Scholar account, visit 529wi.voya.com. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland County is organized May 1st 1850. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, records, newspapers, BA12097, the county organization is made is the title. It was not until the first day of May in 1850 that Richland County was organized. The first meeting of the Board of Supervisors was held at the house of Alex Smith in the town of Richmond, now Orion. At that time, in 1850, the county was divided into but three townships, Buena Vista, Richwood, and Richmond. John Price represented the town of Buena Vista, E. H. Dyer, the township of Richmond, and Adam Byrd, Richwood. The county had no courthouse, nor even a place in which they could transact any amounts of business, so on the second day of May, they made an agreement with Marvin White to rent a house for $90 a year for the use of county officials. The officials were without books, without stationery, and had no official supplies, so the board instructed Marvin White, then the Register of Deeds, to purchase any necessary supplies that would enable the officials to carry on their business. A June session of the board was held, and the town of Rockbridge was ordered to be added to the other three. Towns, as a county unit, county officers were paid but small salaries. The county judge, who was J.W. Coffinberry, was given $10 a year, and the district attorney, John Moreland, received $50 a year. In 1851, the assessors found the county to have a total value for taxation of $107,435. That's, of course, round figures when you talk about Buena Vista being valued at $44,000, Richmond valued at $45,000, Richwood valued at $15,000, and Rockbridge valued at $3,500. Recognized now by 1851, there were four townships instead of three, with Rockbridge being added. The first act of the new board, that of the supervisors in November of 1850, allowed James Laws to establish a ferry across the Wisconsin River at Briggsville. Later it was to be known as Laws Landing, and it now is known as Riverview. Before the county could be organized in 1850, it was necessary then to elect county officers in the April election that year with the held positions of county officials. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Richland Club women planning a county museum.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Spring is baby animal season in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to leave fawns alone while they're out exploring the state during the warm weather months. If you encounter a fawn while outdoors, the DNR urges you to not touch or intervene in any way. There's a good chance it's right where it's supposed to be, and its mother isn't far away. In the first few weeks of life, fawns are left alone most of the day and stay hidden while their mothers stay some distance away to avoid drawing attention to the fawn's location. They lie still in a brush or grass, keeping quiet until their mother's return. Although the mother can return at any time of day to nurse the fawn, white-tailed deer are more active at dusk and dawn, which means the fawn can be alone for long periods between feedings. It is rare that an unaccompanied fawn has been abandoned. If you find a fawn lying still and quiet, leave it alone. Leave the area and do not go near the spot again. Do not touch the fawn or bring children, pets, or friends to look at it. Doing so could endanger the fawn by giving away its location to a predator, and its mother won't return to nurse the fawn while people or pets are nearby. If you have further questions or encounter a fawn that appears sick or injured, call the DNR or a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for guidance. It's against the law in Wisconsin to possess a wild animal without the proper license. For more information on what to do if you find a fawn or any other wild baby animal, visit the DNR's webpage.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, May 5th. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 on Monday at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, April 30th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. Celebration of life will be held on Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held on Monday, May 13th from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And the good handful of birthday and anniversary wishes are going out on this Sunday, May 5th. Happy birthday today to Joe Pizer from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Ash Creek United Methodist Church would like to wish Chad Johnson and Nina Adams a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Steve Walter from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also, birthday wishes going out to Betty Perkins from Five Points Lutheran. Happy birthday on behalf of Park Street Christian Church today to Dan Gadisek. Also, happy birthday today to George Kinney from Paul and Lou. Happy birthday to Beth Fuller. Happy 84th birthday from your 79 plus. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley, retiree Kathy Wanneke from also retired 18101. St. Luke Church would like to wish Jeannie Heenick a happy birthday today. Happy birthday as well to Chad Johnson and Nick Jones from RC Lions. Happy birthday to Tyler Campbell and Melinda Trum from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to wish Mary Markin a happy birthday. Happy anniversary today to William and Carol Troxel from Bob and Heidi. Happy anniversary to Cole and Kate Wilkinson from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary to John and Christy Carter and Brian and Michaela Brown from the Richland Center Lions. Willow Valley United Methodist Church wishes Dave and Deb Cooprider a happy anniversary. Also, anniversary blessings to Larry and Joyce Kohlmeyer from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. So to all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope you have a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and also from The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In high school sports, it was Mauston in baseball defeating Royal this weekend 7-0. In five innings, Wisconsin Dells took down Wautoma 14-2, and Darlington defeated Bosquetbel 11-1. In softball, it was Auburndale 11, River Valley 3. Also in soccer, River Valley defeated Madison County Day, Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose 5-1. Also in soccer, Sauk Prairie defeated Toma 10-0. WRCO's Phil Nee has more from track meet this weekend.
The Richland Center girls track team won the Ginger Morey Invitational track meet held at Riverdale Saturday. They scored 120 points. Riverdale finished second at 118. North Crawford was third. Ithaca Weston was fourth with 101. New Lisbon was fifth among the eight teams. In the boys, North Crawford was first with 150. New Lisbon second, 143. Richland Center was third with 108. And Riverdale was fourth with 90. Winnewick Center was fifth. Ithaca Weston finished 7th. Here's a look at some of the girls' results from the local teams. Riverdale's 4x8 finished 1st. Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheatonen, and Mallory Meese. Richland Center was 2nd. Shanice Anderson, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Grace Fretz. Gretchen Buchholz was 1st in the 100-meter hurdles for the Riverdale Chieftains with a time of 17:18. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston was 1st in the 100-meter dash. Kaylee Miller took 2nd for Ithaca Weston as well. Riverdale's Mallory Meese was 2nd in the 1600 run on Saturday at Riverdale. Ithaca Weston's 4x2 relay team finished 2nd. Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook ran that. Clarice Possen of Richland Center was 3rd in the 400 dash at Riverdale. Also, Ithaca Weston's 4x1 relay team was 1st. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was 1st in the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 55:57. Ellie Hudson was 4th in the 800-meter run. Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson took 1st in the 200-meter dash with a time of 27:90. Aubrey Cook, also of Ithaca Weston, finished 2nd. Jenna Wheatonen of Riverdale was 1st in the 3200 run. Rachel Waterfall of Richland Center finished 2nd. The Riverdale 4x4 relay team was 1st. Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, along with Gretchen Buchholz and Riley Beers with a time of 4:35.44. Richland Center was 2nd. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that. Kaylee Miller, Ithaca Weston, was 1st in the high jump. Riverdale's Gretchen Buchholz 2nd in that event. And then Richland Center's Grace Fretz and Danica Pauls finished 3rd and 4th. Danica Pauls won the pole vault with a 10-3 vault. Kaylee Carter Riverdale was 2nd. It was Soleil Ewing of Richland Center finishing 1st in the long jump. Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston, was 3rd. Soleil Ewing was 1st in the triple jump with a 35.750. Ithaca Weston's Aubrey Cook finished 2nd. Haley Schneider Riverdale was 3rd. Madeline Huber took 1st in the discus throw for Richland Center. Riverdale's Kayla McCorkle was 2nd. And Madeline Huber was 1st in the shot put throw as well with a 34.6 throw in the final. In the boys' events, Richland Center's 4x8 was first. Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Stadler ran that for the Hornets. In other boys' events, Riverdale's Tim Bailey was first in the 100-meter dash with an 11-second time. Also, it was a first-place finish for Richland Center's Malachi Fretz in the 1600 with a 4:41.31. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished second, and Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, was third in that event. The RC 4x2 relay team was first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. Tim Bailey of Riverdale again finished first in the 400-meter dash. Riverdale's Noah Arrington was second, and the Chieftains' Braden Goodweiler was third. 1-2-3 for the Chieftains in the 400. In the 4x1, Richland Center first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper with a time of 47:19. Richland Center's Harrison Carpenter was fifth in the 800. Tim Bailey of Riverdale first in the 200-meter dash with a time of 22:93. Noah Arrington finished third for the Chieftains. Clayton Lee first in the 3200 with a time of 10:53.28. Kiernan Culver, Richland Center, was second. The 4x4 Hornets finished first. Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Malachi Fretz, their time 3:43.37. Riverdale's Dietrich Buchholz was third in the high jump. Richland Center's Devin Woodhouse was second in the pole vault behind Liam Elton of North Crawford. Grayson Banker of Richland Center took third. Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson was fourth. For the Richland Center Hornets, Duncan Harper second in long jump. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow was fourth in the discus throw. And Teague Perkins, Richland Center, finished first in the shot put with a throw of 44:9. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow finished fourth at Ginger Mori on Saturday.
Thanks, Phil. Also in sports, yesterday the Milwaukee Brewers fell to the Cubs 6-5. The series tied at one apiece. Road series for the Brew Crew. And a third round coming up this afternoon, a 1:20 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see. Yeah.
I want to see what you truly are.
As morning dawns. wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
We will wait.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
We will wait upon the Lord.
We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. 'Cause you
still.